O gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, helping the Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and all our deacons and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, God is a good God. His mercy endures forever. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his church. Thank God for his church. We're still on our series, and number 34, God that needs nothing. God that needs nothing. Can do without all of us. Don't need none of us. He can do without all of us. But we need him. Every second of our life, we can't make it without him. If you will, turn your Bibles to Luke 23. Kind of where we stopped off on last Sunday. 27 and 28. Luke 23, verses 27 and 28, if you will. Bless his holy name. And there followed him a great company of peoples and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. They were feeling sorry for him. They were following Jesus, but feeling sorry for him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves. The days are coming upon us now. Weep for yourself and weep for your children. Your children. It don't got down to us children now. Don't worry about me. Can I say it like this? Jesus saying, I got it made. You don't have to cry for me. I know what I'm doing. I never made a mistake. No mistake in me. Don't cry for me. You better start a crying for yourselves and your children and your children and your children and your children and your children. Now down to us children. Don't worry about me. God Almighty. Now turn, if you will, again to Matthew 16 and 18. Got to stick with that. No, for these last Sunday and this Sunday. You know it by not even looking at it, some of your Bible students. And Matthew 16 and 18, and I said, Jesus doing it talking still, unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Everybody said, my church.
My church.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My brothers and sisters, all over America, all over the world, we can find the word and the name church by the thousand. You can find the word church. Church. Everybody say church.
Church.
My kind of church. Your kind of church. Our kind of church. Just churchy. Church here, church there. Church, sometime in one block, you see two churches. In a city, you may find 100 churches or more. Churches. Why so many churches? Churches. Find the word, the name, church. But watch Jesus. That's what we got to watch. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Church is everywhere saying things, but watch what he said.
Amen.
Jesus said, I will build my church. But Jesus built only one kind of church. For all kinds of peoples. God Almighty. But his church carried three parts in it. Salvation is one. Suffering is two. Award is three. And Jesus is the foundation. First of all, I got salvation. I'm the only church that have salvation. All these churches in the world, they're saying church, but I'm the only one, built one with salvation in it. In other words, I can get saved from going to hell. This is what salvation is all about. This is why Jesus come, because he don't want folks to go where? To hell.
That's right.
Just like that lady just got through talking. What that lady name? Perry? Don't your name Perry, right? Yeah, I thought it was, but that's what it is anyway. But I'm just saying, but hell. Hell. Hell was here when God created man. The lake of fire was here when God created man.
Yes. Yes.
God kicked the devil out of heaven because he got lifted up in pride. In other words, he wanted to take over heaven. Before he get it out of his mouth, God kicked him out. He didn't kick him out without building him a house. He built him a house. He built a fire house for him. That's right, this Bible.
Thank you.
Hell was already here when God created man. And that devil, he messed up Eve. Just don't say amen, sisters. And then Eve messed up Adam.
Amen.
They don't say amen, man.
Amen.
And that's what got the world in the mess that it's in right now.
Yes, sir.
That same devil still alive.
That same devil fooling folks just like he fooled Eve and Adam.
Yes.
Not a different devil, it's the same devil.
Yes,
all right, Pastor. All right.
The same one.
Yes, sir.
But watch what God done. I'm going to send you somebody to keep you from going to hell.
All right.
Lord Almighty, I'm going to send you my son. Everybody say son. He's going to build a church. He is the only foundation of his church. He is the rock of his church. This church, all these churches, but this the only church can deliver a man from going to hell.
You're right.
Everything that said church is not really the real church.
Amen.
Oh. If Jesus not the foundation, it's a false church.
Right.
If they not talking about Jesus, the church is false.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen.
All these churches. Church. Go half a block, church. Two more blocks, a church. Two more blocks, a church. All these churches, God didn't build but one. And if Jesus is not the foundation, everybody believe in that what man built. Guess what? They got to live with the devil. And he already have his house. Say amen. See, devil not looking for another house. He already got here. And this is how he does. He always wants to fool folks. Jesus is the only way to keep a man from being fooled when they keep his eyes on Jesus. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You think you got some life, but if you give your life to Jesus, you got it more abundantly.
Yes.
You got so much that you can hardly stand it.
Yes. Yes.
I got another life that you never saw before. God Almighty. But all these churches, and watch this now. Everybody in all these churches saying something.
Come on, Pastor.
Well, Brother Pastor, that's what's wrong. Everybody's saying something. But God got his word already written. Not picking up anything. Oh, see what the word of God said is 66 books. God's word is the 66 books.
Right.
And what I love about the law, he didn't leave us ignorant. He said the devil out there, he come to steal, kill, and destroy. But he didn't stop talking. I'm glad he didn't. He said, but I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And Jesus went called enough to say, I'm going to build a church for whosoever will, let him come. It's up to that individual. God Almighty. I have a church. All these churches everywhere. All of them talking about something different from Jesus. He have only one with three parts. Salvation, number one. That's all to be number one for everybody. You ought to know where you going when you leave here. I said, you don't know where you going. You leaving out. I'm leaving out. You leaving out. You leaving out of here. And every time we leave, we going somewhere. Well, no, Reverend Walker, I'm going to a graveyard. No. Your body going to a graveyard, but your soul going somewhere else. And that's how the devil deceives so many folks. Your body, they're going to take it and put it in the ground. That's where it comes from. But your soul over is going somewhere else. That's the very reason your body is there, because God will call your soul out of the body.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Y'all getting that stuff?
Yes,
sir. So every graveyard you go to, listen, this is good now, because we need to say these things. Every graveyard you go to, ain't nothing out there but a body.
Amen.
We can get over the tombstone and talk to mama, daddy, sister, brother, all we want. You ain't talking to nothing but a house they lived in. They don't hear nothing we say. If you didn't tell her why she was walking this earth, it's too late now. And so many folks be deceived with this stuff. That soul is not there. God Almighty. Jesus got the only remedy for man's problem.
Thank you.
It's Jesus Christ.
That
is Jesus Christ.
Right.
The only solution.
Yes,
God Almighty. He built one church. God Almighty.
Well,
and if you believe in Jesus, you won't have to go to hell.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't believe in Jesus when you die, I'm not being dogmatic. I'm just telling you the truth. It's Bible right here. We got to just be frank with folks and just tell them the truth.
Right.
If you die without Jesus, that's where you'll go.
Amen.
It's just that simple.
Uh-huh.
Complicated, just tell the folks the truth. God Almighty. Jesus have only one church. He said, but on this rock, I'm going to build my church. First of all, he got salvation, number one. Number two, the church that I build is a suffering church.
All right.
It's a three-part deal.
Yes, sir.
See, three-part deal. See, salvation first.
Uh-huh.
If you join my church or get in my church, you're going to suffer persecution.
Uh-huh.
If you get in my church, folks going to hate you for my very name's sake.
Yes,
not the matter that they hate you so much, but they hate me.
Yes,
if the devil in the folks going to get at you because of me.
Yes.
To prove this, don't y'all see it sometimes on your job?
Yes, yes.
Don't you see sometimes when you ain't talking that mess, they don't want to be around you?
All right, all right.
Yeah.
It's really, it's the devil in the people.
Yes.
It's not really them, but the devil in them.
Uh-huh.
And when you talk about Jesus, you just stir the devil in them.
Yeah. Yes.
You can sit there and talk all you want about Muhammad and all the other fellas, Buddha and all the rest of them. They ain't going to say nothing to the devil. They ain't bothering the devil.
All right.
But say something about Jesus.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you get to call in his name,
yes, sir.
Now you be going beyond the house they live in and be going beyond the soul, you're talking to the devil then.
Right,
and you're going to make the devil angry with you. And if he get in that place, they may hit you and just may walk off of you because you don't disturb them. Y'all might well go and say amen.
Amen.
This is good stuff.
Right.
I know one somebody who don't like it. The devil hate it.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to make the devil angry with you, talk about Jesus. Stand up, Jesse. No, get one of the young fellas. Come here. Come here. You can walk the street just like this with the devil.
Yes, sir.
As long as you don't bring up Jesus.
Yes,
as long as you don't bring up Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You go all the way to California anywhere.
Yes, sir.
And just talk all you want. Just don't bring up Jesus.
All right.
If you get to talking about Jesus and this or the other, he going to ask why I get his harm out.
Yes,
sir.
He don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Always remember that. It be the devil He still lives. God Almighty. So Jesus will be at one church. God Almighty. And he's going to suffer. It's a suffering church. This is the only church that takes suffering. Y'all get my point now?
Yes, sir.
Churches without Jesus, they don't believe in no suffering. Because the devil don't care. He belongs to that church. He owns that church. But when he deal around with Jesus, this is the one he doesn't own. God, and he's going to hate whoever in that church. And so Jesus now, if you're going to join my church, take up your cross and follow me.
That's the word, preacher.
Yes.
If you're going to be a part of my church, you've got to take up a cross. Watch this now. Watch how they were moaning and groaning over Jesus. Watch how the sister was moaning and groaning and wailing over Jesus Christ while they're beating on him, doing all that kind of stuff. They're just crying. Watch what Jesus done now. The Bible said he turned.
All right. Yes.
All right. Yes, he did.
Just they're beating on. They're crying. And Jesus turned.
My Lord.
All right.
My Lord. Come on.
God, he got you. No, he got you. No.
Make it plain, Pastor. Make it plain, Pastor.
And looked at him.
Yes, sir.
And when he turned, not only looking at them that were present with him, he turned all the way back to us.
Well, boy, boy. Come on, Pastor.
He saw us way back yonder coming. He saw this 21st century church coming.
Yeah.
He turned. Now he's telling us, if you're going to follow me, you're going to catch some hell.
Yeah.
Stop crying for me, he said. You better start crying for your children. Yourselves, your children, your children, your children. Now he done got down to the 21st century church. Stop crying for me.
All right.
And start a crying for your children and yourself. I got one church. I don't have two churches. I don't have this kind of church, a suffering church and a glorified church. I got one suffering in it.
All right.
Look like it ain't fair, is it? Who gonna tell God that? We won't follow Jesus. That means you're gonna catch some hell. You want to do right.
All right.
The devil don't want you to do right. Turn and told them, stop crying for me. There's a cross for me, there's a cross for you. So it's suffering. The only church that go through suffering, all the other church, don't nothing happen to them. Just about, just nothing but, sometimes God, sometimes the devil kill up some of his folks, you know, in their church.
All right.
You know, I won't bring up names, but some man in Texas, all that kind of stuff, see. And other places, but he owns churches too. But God got one where we suffer, where we catch hell, but God still standing by our side. Glory to his holy name. The third thing happened when you're following Jesus Christ in his church, he's going to be rewarded. I'm going to reward you. Not because you were so good, because you stuck with me. Not because you were perfect, because you stood still with me. You had a lot of other foundation church talking, but you didn't go to them because you had confidence in me. God Almighty. So I'm going to reward you when folk lied on you, but you hung in there.
All right.
Dig ditches for you, but you hung in there.
They
done everything even they could to stop you, but you what? Hung in there. And when you get to the end of your, I'm going to give you a reward.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you something for hanging in there. Ain't that something, though? Hanging in there. This the only church, everybody say only church. This the only church that can give a man a reward when he dies. No other church, all the other church can't give you no reward when you leave here. But this is the only church, the one that Jesus is the foundation, is the only one can give you a reward when you finish your course. Ain't that something?
That's something right there.
Oh, my. Yeah. because you hung in there.
Yeah.
Sometimes the devil won't make you ashamed because you're a child of God. But you still hung in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these churches. So we got to understand, if you're a member of Jesus' church, you got to suffer.
Yeah.
Stop trying to duck suffering.
Yeah.
When you do good for Christ.
Yeah.
Stop trying to run from it.
Yeah.
They can't do no more God allow them to do to you. If God be for us,
all right.
Who can be against us? If God on your side, how can they destroy you? I promise you, they can't do no more than what God wants them to do to you. Did you not know? When somebody wants to bother you, if the devil, he got to get permission from God.
Yeah.
He got to talk to God first.
That's right,
the devil want to get to Job so bad it was pitiful.
Right,
if you just let me get a hold to him, see.
Uh-huh.
See, but God had to keep the devil off him.
Uh-huh.
God Almighty.
Yes,
he just serving you because you made him rich.
Uh-huh.
Got good help. You going around and doing everything. And that's right. Here, I served you too almost. He went, yeah. But he had to get permission.
Yeah. Yes,
go ahead.
The devil wanted to kill him.
Yes, yes.
But now you said, you go have him.
Yeah.
God gave him permission. See, now Job was a child of God,
yeah.
A part of God.
Yeah.
Well, we are too.
Yeah.
We go through tests and trials. God stepped back and said, "Now go mess with Jimmy."
All right. Yeah.
Jimmy got his trust in me.
Wow.
Go mess with Susie. Susie got her trust in me. That's what's wrong with us. We don't want to go through no tests and no trials.
Right. You're right.
No, we don't want to, we want everything to be like howdy, 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 and goodbye, howdy, howdy. If you don't follow Jesus in his church, it's going to be some traps set for you. It's going to be some lie don't talk about, but you got to hang in there.
Yes, Lord. Thanks, Pastor.
You got to hang in there.
Yes, yes.
I ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. What a loving God. What a loving Christ. So now this, the only church, I want y'all to watch this now, the only church, everybody say only church.
Amen.
The only church that carries three parts, salvation, suffering, and reward.
Right.
Jesus is the foundation. Paul, look at 1 Corinthians 3, 8 through 11 for me. God Almighty.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Bless his holy name. We don't want to suffer. I'm still on that. We don't want to suffer for Christ. We don't want to be lied on for Christ. We don't want to go to heaven just like this on flower beds of ease. You better join you another church then.
Right.
Jesus' church is a suffering church.
Right.
Don't cry for me. You better cry for yourself. Read, Paul.
Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one.
Yeah.
And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor.
Y'all see that now? See, he that wanted, see that Paul, the church of Corinth was having a little problem. They were like baby Christians.
Yeah.
You know, carrying on, arguing, and division, all that kind of stuff. He called that baby Christians.
Yeah.
You know, I ought to have that position. You ought to put me over there. No, you hurt my feelings. No, like little baby. No, I'm going to do what Paul said. I'm going to do what Apollo said. I'm going to over preachers, too.
Come on, now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Paul was trying to straighten them out.
Yeah.
Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are what?
One.
God, all Paul was saying, now, I planted y'all in a sense. I point out salvation.
Uh-huh.
I started the garden all with the seed of salvation.
All right.
God Almighty. But Apollo came along to put some water on it.
Come on now.
But y'all arguing over little teeny weeny thing. And that's what church and I need, get to arguing over a little mess like a little baby Christian. Don't realize that God fixed it for all of us. Not just one, but for all of us. Not to be arguing over. God Almighty, who this and who that? Who this and who that? I had that for you. Young, like little children fighting over toys. You know what I'm trying to say? Little baby Christian. That's where you need to grow up. That's where you learn more about the Bible. If God got something for you, can't nobody else take it from you. You don't have to worry about running at no position. Wait till God put you there. And when God put you there, every devil in hell can't move you out the way. That's what we got to understand. God Almighty, according to the labor, his own labor. Now, I planted y'all, Paul said. Now, y'all acting like little old babies around here. Dividing yourself around here. And well, Apollo come to give y'all, put a little water on it. Carry you a little higher. It's still little babies. Now you don't separate yourself around here. Mm-hmm. Oh, Paul, Apollo, Paul. Paul said, now God gave the increase.
Yeah.
Read on, Paul.
Paul, we are laborers together with God.
God Almighty.
Ye are God's husbandry.
God Almighty.
Ye are God's building.
God Almighty. We are his husbandry. And watch this. Now what Paul was saying here now, we are the garden. We are the vineyard.
All right.
Yes. We are God's buildings.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, we just labor together.
Yes.
Apollo and I are buddies. We ain't fighting one another. Y'all weren't fighting one another. But you just don't understand about the Bible. You don't understand about God's word. We get out over preachers sometimes, don't we, y'all? He can out-preach Walker. He can out-preach Jason. He can out-preach. Tell me when you out-preach somebody.
All right.
I said, somebody tell me when you out-preach somebody. Let me know when you out-pray somebody.
Yeah.
If it ain't hitting on nothing, God ain't heard it yet anyway. If it ain't coming from the heart, God not hearing it anyway. You may have some big words. That ain't hitting on nothing. You ain't said nothing. What we arguing about? We in this thing together.
Yes.
And sometimes a preacher boy didn't know how to say it. They got y'all going, I promise. They get them things going, boy. Get you all excited and just pointing to themselves all the time. I ain't said nothing. I heard a preacher ain't belong. This year, preach over 35 minutes, ain't brought up Jesus' name yet. And folks standing up.
Boy.
Ain't brought up Jesus' name yet. Couldn't nobody even get saved off the message. Because they never brought up Jesus' name.
Yes.
We just get excited.
Excited.
God Almighty. You got to bring up his name. You haven't preached the real gospel until you bring up Jesus' name. You can call every name in the Bible and miss Jesus, you're still lost. I'm going to say it again. You can bring up every name in this Bible and miss Jesus, you're still lost.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
It's about him. He have one church. Sometimes we run from church to church, church to church, church to church, church. When you gonna stop? If you watch this now, if you don't have confidence in the preacher, the pastor there, go on somewhere else. That way your thing gonna work. Don't go to hell there.
Right.
Oh. He got one church. And I build it on the rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. That's it. Read on, Paul.
According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon.
God Almighty, according to the grace of God, the mercy of God, which is given unto me, Paul saying, as a wise master builder. I have laid the what?
Foundation.
Well, who is the foundation? Jesus.
Amen.
I don't lay the foundation. This the most important thing is the foundation.
Yeah.
Heart of mine. and another could be alone it. Long as he cometh out of the Bible. That grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God Almighty. And but you gotta be careful how you build there on it. It don't hold everything you put on it.
Yes, sir.
It got to be according to the word of God.
Yes, sir.
But in these last days, we trying to add everything we want to add in here on his word.
Yes.
God will not accept it. I don't care how you try to push it in there, but if it's not holy and righteous, if it's not about Jesus, it won't fit. It just won't fit. I be in one church.
Yeah.
And Jesus, I am the foundation.
Yeah.
You can build on it, but you got to build off the word of God.
Yeah.
The truth. Lies can't hang on it. Lord Almighty. No wonder so many churches rocking because there ain't no Jesus in it. Oh, it's good gospel. It's good gospel. I want the focus. All these churches in the world is not by only one true church. And that church is Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. Paul, you got another verse?
Yes, sir.
Read it, Paul.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Tell me what else you can put there. He's the author and the finisher of our faith.
That's right. That's right.
You can't add Muhammad. You can't add nobody else in there.
All right.
It's just Jesus by himself. If y'all can remember, I hope y'all can remember. If y'all can remember, remember who had the cross by himself. He went down and got somebody in heaven, but he could have got his own self. So he's trying to let us know I'm going to have somebody that bear the cross, not only with me, but with some other folks too. But he's going to help me in a sense. I can go my own self now. But if you don't have a cross, if you're going to follow Jesus, you got to pick up your cross too. Everybody following Jesus supposed to have a cross. And that cross is not pledging. It's suffering.
Right.
I build one church. It's a suffering church, a warring church, a salvation church. This the only one of its kind. No other kind like this one. And that's what we've got to understand. In the 66th book, bag it up. All these funny Bibles we read now, all kinds of things. Everybody putting what they want, why they feel on. Oh, you better be careful all these Bibles you reading around here. The devil writing Bibles too. We got to understand that. And matter of fact, he's finna put out another. I heard they're working on one. I heard they were working on another one.
Yeah.
The last one.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the last one. The last one, what they're working on, it's gonna be same-sex marriage, homosexuality. Evolution. They're trying to find out. They've been going to research that some more. They feel like that's where man comes from. They want to be sure.
That's right. Yes.
You better stick with these 66 books here.
All right.
One church. One church. He have one church. Salvation is only in one church, and that's the church of Jesus Christ. Heart of mine. Paul, look at Matthew 7. Watch this now. We're still building. With one church. 7:22-27. We don't read. The average church member don't read scripture like these no more. They don't leap over that, see. They're looking how to find a house and a car now. How to get my soul, how to get my arm straightened out, my foot straightened out, my leg, and they ain't thinking about this right here. They don't read no scripture like this no more, see. Oh, I don't come over that. This stuff you need to know. Because the devil deceived so many folks. Caught them. Read it, Paul.
Many.
Watch this now.
Will say to me in that day.
That day.
Lord, Lord, Have we not prophesied in thy name?
Listen now.
And in thy name have cast out devils.
God Almighty.
And in thy name done many wonderful works.
Hold right there, Paul. Watch this now. Yes. Look at that thing good. Look what it said. Look what it said.
All right.
He said many.
Many.
Yes, sir. Right. He said six or seven.
Yes.
And when the Bible said many, you're talking about thousands and millions.
Amen.
I said, you're talking about thousands and millions. When he said many, 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 everybody got to come before God.
Yeah.
I always tell y'all this, nobody getting away with.
Right.
You ain't got to pay nobody back. Let the law have them.
That's right, Pastor.
All right.
Let the law have your enemy and just stand back and pray for him and stand back and see what God gonna do.
Right.
You pray that God will straighten him out, but God gonna take care of the enemy.
Right.
He may die and got went to jail, never done this, never done that, but he may die, but he still got to face God.
Right.
Watch that. See, when he said many, many. Now he dealing with church folks now.
Yes.
Everybody say church folks.
Church.
Yes.
There's so many false churches in the world, it's pitiful.
Yeah.
That means Jesus, I'll be at one church. But watch, he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, trust to recognize him now. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out even devils. Watch this now, watch this. Watch this. You got to watch the devil. He ain't about to be no fool.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's not about to be no fool. He's trying to win church folks over.
That's right, that's
right. Watch how he does things. Now, help him, one of his preachers, or one of his whoever, you know, and somebody may be lame, but a lot of folk, church folk looking at him.
Uh-huh.
Come and say, move, devil. See, watch the devil. The devil said, that's my boy. I'm going to convince them folks over yonder. And if I convince them folks over yonder, I'm going to let that devil come out of him. Jimmy going out. You know, we understand, Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy said, yeah, I understand. Get out the man. And then that man may leg be straightened out.
Yes.
But this a false prophet. This a false prophet. Now, when he does that, how many real folk will start to follow him?
All right.
He cast out devil because the devil come at him because I'm going to win some more folks.
Yeah.
I own that demon in there.
All right.
That's my boy. That's one of my preachers in there.
Yes,
so I'm going to tell him to come out. Jimmy, going out. You understand. Going out. Going somewhere else. But watch this now. But watch the other crowd. Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you know he will? He cast out the devil. Yeah, Lord. I'm going over yonder. Go. Yeah. Many, many, many. Many, many.
Thank you. That's good, Pastor.
Thank you.
Hold that mercy.
Yes, sir.
Notice now they prophesied in whose name?
In his name.
Yes, sir.
Messing with Jesus.
Yes.
Say it, sir.
Boy, watch this. But it's some joy about the name.
Amen.
It's something about that name. God Almighty. That's how the devil deceives so many folks. God Almighty. See, watch this. Ain't no conversion. He ain't gonna ever get nobody converted. Watch the devil. Now, he ain't about to be no fool.
Right.
He ain't gonna get nobody converted, but he'll straighten out a leg.
Yeah. All right.
I mean it, you got to watch. He don't want nobody saved.
Yes.
I hear you, Pastor.
He'll stretch out a crooked arm, but not get converted.
Amen.
I hear you,
there ain't about to be no fool who's too wise to do that. But watch this false prophet. He ain't gonna get away with nothing, Joe.
Amen.
Come on now.
He got to face God.
Yeah.
There's so many false preachers, so many false everything.
Yeah.
If there's a real, there's a false.
Yeah.
The devil gonna see to that.
Yeah.
Fuming for warning coming. Lord, 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 have we prophesied in thy name? Heard of my, even cast out devil in thy name. And done wonderful work. The devil fooled folks all kind of ways. You want to get your light bill paid? I'll pay it. He threw in a wonderful word.
Right.
He's trying to win souls over to the devil. Lord Almighty. Many gonna come. But Jesus built one church. That one is suffering in his church. Ain't no suffering in the devil church, but it's suffering. Salvation is only there. Nowhere else. He's the only church got salvation in it. That's his holy name. Read on, Paul.
And then will I profess
watch it now.
Unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Nothing but sin. All your work is sinful. Lord have mercy. But Jesus talking now. Then will I profess unto them. I never.
Never.
Well, Reverend Walker, I thought God knows everything. He knows every flea, every bird, every worm. He knows, I knew. I never knew. Well, how can he never know me? If we know everything else, why don't you know me? Number one, you've never been a part of me.
All right.
I know who I saved. I know who lost. I know who saved. I know who mine. God Almighty.
Watch this.
Some of y'all don't believe it. I ain't got but 11 more minutes. See, watch this now. It's Jesus, so many folks don't believe this. Before God create the world, he already have told himself who going to be saved and who going to be lost. The Lamb Book of Life was written before he created man. We were saved before the foundation of the world. That's what the Bible said. What it blew out of my mind. God done looked all the way down from the beginning to the ending and already had the book of life already written.
Amen.
Now watch this. Come time out. Watch this. Now watch the call. That means the call is there.
Yes, sir.
Adam.
Preacher.
Yes.
Adam, he called Adam name.
Yes, sir.
All right. Adam.
Yes.
Lord Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Where are thou?
Yes,
the only thing was saved Adam and Eve because he answered the call.
All right.
And when God get ready for us to get saved, our name is already there. He let a preacher preach the gospel.
All right.
And when a preacher preach the gospel, they'll understand and believe the calling.
All right.
My man.
Already saved, but just don't know they saved.
Right.
When you already given to Jesus, already got your name written.
Right.
That means you better be careful turning down the gospel of Jesus Christ.
All right.
And some folks, watch this now.
Yes,
watch this. Some folks, name there. God has some trouble with them.
All right, man.
I better bring that in there. God has some trouble with them, man. And name is there. Have you saw some bad folks?
Yeah.
Some low-down folks. Even some folks that good folks. But they lost. But the name is written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Well.
And some of them good folks, sometimes God had to let them get sick. Sometimes they don't have a car wreck. Sometimes they have this and have that. And then they wake them up.
Because
their name is written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, he got up because he said he got rich.
Thank you, Lord.
And God touched him. Mm-hmm. But I ain't thinking about him now, but I'm talking about what I got in my mind here now. That's what happened to a lot of folks who get saved, because their name is already there. So you have to be careful when the preacher preaching and you don't answer the call. Adam answered his call, Adam! Sometimes he called us, we lost, and your name already written. Jimmy!
Yeah.
Mary Susan! I don't know how what happened. I know what happened. God got a hope to you. God woke you up. He woke your spirit up.
Yes, sir.
If your name is there, he's going to call you.
Yes,
some folks doing everything but right, but finally get saved on because their name was there.
Thank you.
Already written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Yes,
God ain't making no mistake or nothing. He not worth scratching his head, wondering what's going on. He got the going on already in him. God ain't nowhere worried. How God can work? What he got to worry about? Paul, read that quick.
Therefore,
watch this.
Whosoever hear these sayings of mine,
listen now,
and doeth them,
God of mine,
I will liken him unto a wise man.
Yeah.
Which built his house upon a rock.
That's wise, a wise man. And what? Believe. Hear these things and do what? Believe.
Yes,
you've got to believe them. Say, hear these things. And he couldn't just say them folks. What being what? Wise. And we got some smart folks now. Boy, they're so smart. I mean, little children so smart. This doesn't need last day. This electronic stuff is a mess. You all know, you better be careful who you talking to. You better watch, folks. They'll get you to talking about somebody. Taking your picture at the same time. Talking about folks. I didn't say that. I know I did. He's lying on me. They'll get their little telephone. And got your picture and plus talking. Got you red-handed. God Almighty. Yeah. Wise man. But you ought
this
to have
catalog
number
1538.
To give your life
1538.
To Christ. Why? But ain't got sense enough to know I'm going to die one day. Don't have sense enough that God owns everything. He's got heaven and hell in his hand. And he cannot lie. God Almighty. You better have some sense. Be like a wise man. Read on, Paul, real quick.
And the rain descended.
God Almighty.
And the floods came.
Listen.
And the winds blew.
Yeah.
And beat upon that house.
Yeah.
And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
Jesus said, I'll build my church on what? Because the wind going to blow one day.
Yeah.
The storm going to come.
Yeah.
But regardless of how it may come, it can't move the rock. Because Jesus' church is built on what? The rock. Harder. That means so many folks sometimes they can't go through their trials and not save, they kill themselves. They can't take it. But I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Come on, read on, Paul.
And everyone that heareth
watch
these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man.
Listen.
Which built his house upon the sand.
And when water come, rain come, storm come, the sand gonna go away. The house gonna do what? Fall. Read that last verse, Paul.
And the rain descended.
Listen to this.
And the floods came. And the winds blew.
God.
And beat upon that house.
Yeah.
And it fell. And great was the fall of it.
You can have so much of sense, book sense. I ain't doubting nobody now. book sense, man sense, but they ain't got sense enough to get saved.
All right.
It'll mess you up, mess you think. You don't need that. The devil deal with you all the time. You don't need all that. That stuff is just old folky anyway.
Yeah.
My mama talked about that stuff. I ain't never believe in it again. All that stuff until it's too late.
Yeah.
And when you have chance, don't get so much the sense you got more sense than God. God the one created us. You didn't come from no ape.
That's right.
I ain't never saw or heard about an ape church.
Right.
See, some folks, evolution, you come from an ape. Well, I don't know about the ape.
All right.
I preach Jesus.
Right.
If a man believes in you came from evolution, you need to go to an ape church.
All right.
That's right. If that's what you believe in, Jesus created this world. I said, Jesus created this world and everybody in this world. Don't you let science mess you up.
Amen.
A hug it in, explore it, and go back in it again.
Right.
And see what happened. Oh, I'm talking about Jesus is the happening.
That's right.
Because we're in these last days. The devil knows he on his last leg.
Yeah.
And he see folks believe in everything now. I'm going to ease that back in there.
Right.
I'm going to ease that back in there. Because I'm going to get a lot of them, but I ain't going to get all of them, but I get some of them. Believing you came from an ape. You know you ain't come from no ape. Ape. Start with a monkey.
Uh-huh.
Keep on walking. Getting just about looking like a man. After a while, you don't come a man. Y'all know it ain't nothing but mess. Why do you believe that mess? That's the devil job. He's trying to keep folks from getting saved. If you're not saved, you in the devil trap and don't even know it.
Right.
See, folks come to church. Well, watch this. What folks come to church for? Somebody answer me. What folks? I don't know about you. What folks come to church for? Everybody scared to say something. What folks come to church for? To learn. And what else? To worship. Praise a true and a living God. What you come for? You come to recognize and worship God in spirit and in truth. And when you go to a real church, what are you lifting up the name of Jesus?
That's it, brother.
If you're not saved, get saved.
That's it.
You don't go to church to get your ears tickled.
Amen.
Just to feel good. And you know your lifestyle is hitting on everything but nothing. God will take care of you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Because the Lord understands.
Right.
He sure understands. If you lost, you better get saved.
Right.
Before it's too late. You don't know when God's going to call you home.
Yes, sir.
Regardless of what. Well, my time out. I better hold on that thing. Let us all stand. Huh? Let us all stand. Huh? I want everything going to radio. I don't want to miss nothing.
Amen.
Caught them. Like Brother Cunningham and my daughter was talking. Save folk want everybody saved. They want everybody saved. That's our job. Our job is trying to get folk saved. God Almighty, in these last days, y'all see our time coming on you? Y'all see what's happening in the world?
He had it so simple. If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he shall thou shall be saved. It's just that simple. A man can be saved. Not how you feel. It's a faith walk. I'm just putting my faith in God's word. Not jumping up and down. You won't jump up and down, being happy, good. But just faith. I believe God's word. And walk out on God's word. God will come into your heart. God knows. He'll come into your life. He'll take care of you. He'll change your life all the way around. Sometimes you think you're on the right road, but how dare you give your life to Jesus? And if you hear my voice, your name on the road, you've got to answer that yourself. You can't put it off because you ain't for sure. If you keep on putting it off, it wasn't ever there the first time. But keep on turning it down. He'll do something to you. Some kind of, you get you saved because your name there. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? You may come now. Those are the churches open.